Blog Talk Radio.
With Apostle John L. Solomon, the lion among all these lions in the lion's den. It's my purpose today that you be strengthened. My goodness. Strength from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life's difficult situations and celebrates our accomplishments through interviews on relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcending godly wisdom, the efficacy of knowledge and education, and primarily strength to the victorious and the weary in life. From the sourcehood of our connection with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So yeah, that, you know what you could do. Go ahead and just roar. Come on now, roar for your victory. Roar for your deliverance. Come on, give me some roaring. Roar for your power. Roar for your family. I think the lion was sick today. Okay, thank you. All right. Listen, something wrong. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
But listen, we're excited.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about no more loaded.
Down.
That place of pain, low self-esteem, that notorious place where you were told you didn't matter and you didn't measure up. See, tonight, I'm telling you, we're excited about this, our special guest. I got a couple of CEOs up here in the building. I'm just trying to attain today's status. You hell, come on, work with me. We're fresh off the red carpet, the second annual Atlanta Actors Awards. Met some very powerful, inspiring people. Well, without due, speaking of encouraging, inspiring people, my guest host is a community leader and a businessman who is one of a kind when it comes to developing talent and helping people to advance themselves. He encourages them to find and develop a relationship with God and a pathway to bridge their goals. His tenure in the Tampa Bay community includes working with Tampa General Hospital, Metropolitan Ministries, and multi-level marketing companies. He's worked to improve the lives of others as well as his own through multiple business ventures that supports team building, professional development, and community involvement. Through these companies, he has impacted the lives of so many individuals, and he plans to continue doing so. The founder and CEO of Reed's Moving and Hauling Company, he's my six-figure big brother. He looks like he's grinding because he's really grinding. With the CEO, Prophet Philip Reed, Sr. Brother, so glad to have you.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Brother,
what's the other business you just founded?
It was incorporated. I finally incorporated myself. So it's PTR Inc. LLC. It's an incorporation. I have other small other companies under that umbrella.
All right. Big things popping. Listen, our special guest today is a worshiper of God, a faith walker, and a motivator. She's the mother of three beautiful children, Bryce, Adonai, and Tiger. She is a graduate of Wesleyan College, studying advertising, marketing, and communication, business management, and accounting in concentration. In the professional world, she's a business developer, a YouTuber, a blogger, where she has partnered with many major brands from the food, health, and beauty industries like Revlon, Maybelline, Kroger, and McDonald's, to name a few. She's received numerous awards, which include the Greater Making Women Business Owners Award, the GEICO Award, She was awarded a merit for innovation and creativity from the mayor of Macon, Georgia, and received an invitation to be a corporate sponsor at the Black Film Festival during Oscars week in California. Also, she was nominated for the Real Women Choice Awards in 2017. She has learned to take her pits and obstacles and turn them into stories of victory to encourage others to keep fighting for their divine destiny. An anointed prophet and evangelist, a businesswoman, and now an author, the incredible life-size mommy CEO, Miss LaToya Wright. So glad to have you tonight as well.
I'm honored and humbled to be here on tonight as well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Listen, LaToya, what new and exciting things have you been doing since you were last on the show?
Wow. You know, life just continues to keep happening in between the shows, so I always come back with some just juicy things to talk about. But I just say God's grace, it just keeps growing and growing in my life. And, you know, from one thing to the next, you know, the last time I was here, I was just working on a United States contract. I have my own call center, at-home call center, and so I was blessed just recently to open up into the United Kingdom market. So I just signed that contract over United Kingdom, and I'm still able to stay here in the United States and take care of my baby. So when I say I'm honored and humbled by God's grace, I mean, that's what's new, God's grace.
Wow, that's amazing. Entering into international markets, That's crazy. That's what my big brother always talk about, getting out there. LaToya,
yes, I love international waters.
Hey, what is your foundation and the pillars that make you the unique person and woman that you are?
Wow. You say, what are the pillars? What makes me unique?
Your foundation.
I just feel like my foundation, I mean, just building a true relationship with Christ. I think that's what would, I guess, make me have found a foundation in Christ Jesus. Is that's where I build upon. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so that's what I'm learning now more than ever before. Every year, every day, every month, every second, is to just build my faith in Christ Jesus. And that's what's helping me to just to have a firm foundation, a firm footing, so I can go throughout my daily life and be able to do whatever I need to do. Just believing in Christ. There's no other better way to say it other than my faith in Christ.
That's it. That's the best foundation that I've found to have. All right. Hey, let's get into this this incredible bestseller that you got coming out this year, No More Loadable. hey, some of
my
listeners,
God.
Hey, some of the people, they may not be familiar with what Loadable is and, you know, the things it entails. Would you explain it to us in your own words?
Well, Loadable is it's a place of it's barrenness. It's no pasture. It's like a hood. It's like a ghetto. It's undesirable. And there's a backstory to that, you know, in reference to, it's, of course, it's in the Bible. And so it deals with Mephibosheth, and I don't know if I should get all the way into that right now. So I'll just say, you know, Loadable is a barrenness. It's a place of desolation. It's a place where nobody really wants to go on purpose. And I felt like it was so important to just expound upon Loadable. Plenty of people go through Loadable in their lives, and they don't even realize it. It's just a point of lack. A place of seem like it's no return. And I love dealing with situations like that because I'm a firm fighter of the underdog. And so okay. if it's some type of challenge to me, I want to take it. And so that's why I chose, you know, No More Loadable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, you're correct. There's a lot of people who have been to Loadable may still be in there. So the Bible speaks of Loadable as a place. And you're not talking about it from just being a place. You're expanding on it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's a condition. It's what you're in. You know, a place is, you know, a state of mind. You could be a place. You could be at a place in your mind, not just a physical locale. But you could be in a place where I'll never be anything, I'll never go anywhere. But when you finally get to that place on the inside mm-hmm. of your mind, that you say, I'm the lender and not the borrower, I'm above and not beneath, you know, you can start to go to different places physically, you know, in life in general.
That's powerful. Big Brother, what's your experience with Loaded Bar?
Definitely been there. And once you realize it and acknowledge it, Pastor, I know you remember the brother used to come to Newport News, and was it Pastor Paul John, and he brought that, he on that. We had never heard that before about that place, and here it is now, almost 20 years later, and it's still an acknowledgement of that place that you don't want to go to. But if you don't know you're there, as she's already said, it's a phenomenal thing. For lack of knowledge, people are perishing. But I appreciate her for coming out with that book to encourage and enlighten and inform us that this place exists. And it's around us. But guess what? We have the ability through Christ that he's already given us, you know, the victory, that we can just press on and get the victory and come up and come out and come over and be successful.
That's good, brother. LaToya, without giving away too much of the content, what is the inspiration behind your decision to write this book?
Wow. I must say, you know, anytime you have any type of inspiration, first something ministers to you. And that's ministry in general. You know, God will place something on your heart. The Holy Spirit will minister to you. And sometimes you'll try to put it away, tuck it away, and sweep things up under the rug and not really give it any second thought. But it's something that if it keeps burdening you, that's your ministry. And so that was my inspiration. It was a place that I was living in. I was actually going through so much. I mean, just in life, in family, and in a mental state of mind, I was lacking on so many different areas. From just, you know, we grew up, you know, blue collar family, not really having much. We were on welfare some of our lives. And I mean, I even went through personal situations where I've had to, you know, sell my possessions so I can get a lawyer to be able to help with multiple situations in my life. And, you know, when God helps you to walk through that thing, it becomes an inspiration, and you want to be able to help other people so that you can show them how to come out of that situation because you personally walked it. See, I have a problem with people who talk about stuff they have no idea about. If you've never walked in that situation, it doesn't qualify you to have that conversation with me. So if your life has always been rosy and amazing and you've always been in the suburbs, I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear from people who lived in the grimy settings, who watched some things get cut off and who had to rob Peter to pay Paul, who really faced some difficult situations. That's what I mean about, you know, the inspiration. I've been through some different things, and so that's where my inspiration comes from. It comes from personal ministry, and I feel like that's what qualifies me to be able to go out and talk to other people, because I know what it feels like to not have and then to have to work for everything that I have through Christ Jesus.
Hey, that's powerful right there. That's my gospel right there, because if you ain't got it out the mud, if you ain't been to the bottom, why are you speaking to me on stuff that you've not been through?
God.
You know? Because even if you have a degree in knowledge and don't have a degree in life and experience, hey, you might need to go sit down somewhere.
Go sit down, because all you have is a book knowledge. You don't have street knowledge. You can't tell a person who's had to, you know, to keep your face together, get to school and do different things, and you facing different things, you know, and in your personal life. You can't tell somebody how to live that type of life when you broke and you trying to minister to other people and you trying to say God will make a way. And, you know, you really have to walk through that thing. God will qualify you for the position, and then he'll start to pour out just because of the simple fact that he doesn't want to look crazy either. So he'll allow you to go through the grime and the grit so he can also get the glory from bringing you out of that thing.
That's beautiful. Listen, we're in the Lions Den tonight. We got to go to a break, and we're going to be right back. We're talking about No More Loaded Bar with LaToya Avery. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
Bye. And we are back. I'm a follow up. Follow me. You tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den. We're powered by We Inspire Network Radio. I'm partnered with a good team. They're powerful, doing some good things. We want you to win tonight in the Lion's Den. I have with me, of course, my big brother, Mr. CEO Philip Reed, and the woman of God, evangelist, life-size mommy, CEO, Latoya A. Wright. And listen, we're talking about her new book that's coming out this year, No More Loaded Bar. Latoya?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you, what makes your book on Loaded Bar, what makes it stand out? Now, I did my research. It's not a lot. It's plenty. You know, people have talked about it and touched on it in sermons. But there's not a lot of books out there on Loaded Bar from what I've researched. So, what is it that's going to make your book stand out? And why do you feel the time is right for this type of book?
Wow, I honestly was shocked when I first started doing research. About Loaded Bar, I was just like, wow, nobody has taken this title yet. This just seems like something right. That God was setting for an appointed time, you know. And so you know when the timing is right because it's been set off the market just for you. I understand God's perfect timing now more than ever before. Some things I will feel like, wow, this should have already been taken off the shelf. But
absolutely,
God has it so strategically placed that it's yours. You have no competition. And so now it's just like this is the perfect time. This is the set time that God ordained in the earth realm that this word shall come forth. And I just feel because I'm radical, I grew up having to be radical, and because I am radical, this is just a time for the remnant to just come forth. I don't really know. Like, I really was shocked. I said, you know, when I did the research, I thought
right.
back long and hard, like, you know, I've seen people talk about Mephibosheth and getting elevated to the table with King David, but they really didn't go into it. Like, how do you apply this to the present day? You know,
come
we
on.
Understand King James Version, but it's a lot of people that's out here on the street, this millennials and the generations that come after that, they don't really understand that. That's why I believe we have so many different versions of the Bible that breaks it down in the New Living Translation and all this other stuff, because they want to, how can I see Jesus? How can I understand this word? You know, God, if you break it down to my level and you just say it directly to me, I just feel like people will really be more excited about the word. And I feel like this is just that set time, because I want to break those things down so they can get it in bite-sized nuggets and they can internalize it. This is Loaded Bar for you. That means living in the slum, living in the hood, having the lack, having no money, you being left, you going through all kind of crazy situations. That's Loaded Bar. So breaking it down and making it applicable to their lives and then showing them through the steps, okay, well, this is what I mean by coming to the king's table. There's going to be somebody out there that's going to see you. It could be an angel investor. That's your King David. It could be an inheritance. Somebody left you in their will. Somebody thought about you. There was some oil up under your land. That's your King David. It's a bunch of symbolism in the Bible, and I believe that that's why I feel like it's not that cut and dry. It's it leaves room to be determined a little bit more past what's really, really being written. So I feel like it's a place where people can apply it to their lives. It's perfect timing right now, because they can be able to understand that story and apply it to whatever the situation it is, and it can always be Rhema for whatever year that comes up. They'll understand that this is relevant to me, and this is how it applies.
Mm. That's it right there in a nutshell. That's definitely a standout or outstanding way to put it, because so many people in Lodibar don't realize that, as we used to say, they're living beneath their privilege. They have so much more, and so many higher places where they can be, but they've not had that King David to come and get them, or someone to speak into their life. And I like the time. The timing is perfect, especially as you have declared this week that it's an open heaven. For one,
yes, come on now.
And then we have a lot of disgruntled people who are looking outside of themselves to. For an answer, not knowing that Christ in you, you know. So,
that's the answer. He creates that. I'm sorry.
No. You go ahead, take it.
I believe he creates that sense of urgency. You know what is so powerful about a movement? It's because it's moving. I love the ocean because it's moving. You know, a lake is stand still. It goes nowhere. It's right there. It can become stagnant. It flies and all this other stuff. But the ocean is moving. And that's what's amazing about a movement. You know, people get to moving. You could get your friends immobilized because of the excitement that you have. Your electricity on the inside of your body can create such an atmosphere that's conducive for movement. And so that's what's so powerful about the perfect timing. It's a movement. You can mobilize people just because you're excited about something. You say, hey, you don't have to sit here like this. Why do you feel like you got to live beneath your means? Baby, you don't have to draw benefits all your life. Do you realize you can go private label some things, put your name on some things, and then you can sell your own products? You can do different things. You didn't know that you could write your own book? People just go by and they do different things, or they sit different places because they got too many people that's negative in their ears. They're not listening to the right sources. And so it's so important that you get with the right movement. That movement is people just like you and Reed. You know, it's people that's going somewhere. What sets you apart to have a radio show? You got a movement. You felt that it was a need somewhere that you need to talk about some titles. And so you got strength from the lion's den. Everything is applied when you go ahead and make some movement. And it's perfect when you start to get people mobilized, because then they know they don't have to stay in that same situation anymore. You don't have
That's
to
right.
stay stagnant.
Hmm.
This
That's
world
it.
Is so
hey,
bad.
I,
Keep it moving.
That's it. I love movement, because movement is currency. And when you get your currency right, hey, you can make some things move. And so many people, they want a moment. They want a moment of activity, a moment. But you can go beyond a moment and get into a movement. That's when some great things start to happen. So
my God,
I'm excited. Hey, listen, let me touch on my little bit of finite knowledge of Lodibar. In the Bible, it talks about how David called for Mephibosheth out of Lodibar. It's so interesting. The king called for him. What do you say to people who are in that dreadful place and nobody comes to get them? Because what do you say to them to get that kickstart, to get themselves up? Because you know, you hear people, nobody supports me. Nobody, they just go into that little pity. Ain't nobody coming to get me. Ain't nobody calling me. Ain't nobody. You know, but you are somebody. But yet. What do you tell them when they say, ain't nobody to come and get me? God, that was real country. Ain't nobody to come get me. Go ahead.
But it's real, though, and that's what I love. You got to be real with it. Sometimes you got to put your fork down and eat with your fingers. I get it.
Oh, come on now. That's it. That's it right there.
that cornbread and that gravy. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. You can't get the pot liquor. Well, you know, you got to smash it up with your fingers. They don't know about that if they're not living in the South. But
well, you know, I'm learning. Know, this brother said pot liquor, and, you know, and I think my wife one time said, you got to sop it up. I said, do what to it? I'm not doing that. You know, but anyway, I understand now. I got you.
So, you know, I think about, I mean, how could I verse that? You know, it's powerful because of the simple fact they're looking for a physical king, but we serve the King of Kings. So
yes,
you don't have to have somebody. Somebody doesn't have to come and rescue you. That somebody lives within you. And so as you find that somebody, you get connected to Jesus Christ, and he is that somebody that's going to be able to release you from the situations that you're in. You looking around for a change, and that change is within you. That the Holy Spirit lives within you. And even if you're not saved, you've heard it before. And that I feel like God will lead you to all truth. He leads you to the places where you need, that you have your answers, and you don't even realize that you've been connected to Christ. We just cause ourselves to be strangers. And so, however, we get back to that place where the King of Kings, he is the one that can liberate you from the situation. Because have you ever seen it that ain't nobody like you in your family? You just different. You know, so some people, they get into the Olympics, but ain't nobody ever in their family ever went to the Olympics. So something had to happen in their lives that caused them to be set apart. So you can't have this woe is me type of life where you sit down on your do nothing and say, hey, I cannot do this because. No, you spoke damnation on yourself by opening up your mouth and speaking those word curses. And so when you learn the power of affirmation and speaking those things that be not as though they already are, even if you're out there in the world, you've heard people like Les Brown. I mean, come on now, E.T. You've heard Tony Robbins. Even they still regurgitating some things in the Bible. That stuff, they're just recycling the word of God and putting a different spin on it and calling it their own. Maybe I'll get in trouble for that, but I don't care.
You ain't gonna get in no trouble. They ain't sponsoring me.
You know, people, you know, you have an encounter with the Holy, and he will lead you to your way out. He'll show you. He'll give you the innovation. And you wonder, like, how in the world did I come up with that answer? That is just crazy. But he'll lead you. He's going to lead you and guide you out. So you just got to make up in your mind that, listen, one day, you know, there's a colloquialism. You can just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. After a while, you should just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You live literally just living, not even living, but you're existing. And you should get sick and tired of your situation. And so when you get sick and tired enough, I saw this thing today, and it really shouted me. It was on Facebook. I don't know what country this was in, but it was like on one of the viral videos. These people are out in the third world country. They didn't have a pool. They made a miniature makeshift pool. These people took like a sick, the word sick, and they started pulling up patches of grass. And then they made like homemade concrete. They carved out the ground, and then they made their homemade concrete, let it dry, let it cure, and then they poured water in there. They made a thatched roof. And I said, you know what, I'm convinced that we can do anything if we really want to. I thought that was so powerful. I'm like,
that is.
We think that we have to call so many different people to help us, but that help is on the inside of us. The comforter is already here. We just need to tug on them.
That's it. I'm of that same conviction. And that's it for the people who said, I don't have nobody, I don't have no one. You got somebody. Number one, you do. You have God. And I would say, I have been Vic. I've been a guilty of that. I remember one time I was saying, Lord, I ain't got nobody.
I had a praying grandmother, never turned her back on me.
No, we're not cutting yet. We're not cutting yet. We're still here. They just prolonged it. No, but I just love what you're saying about that example, that analogy that you gave of there's nothing we can't do. We believe, we unify, we just have that faith and don't busts your snare with the words of your own mouth. When you start speaking that negativity against yourself, I read somewhere your brain is programmed to make you successful. And if you say, I can't, then your brain has to do everything in its power to make that successful, to make that can't come to
pass. Yes. Exactly.
Listen,
my God.
Hey, this strength from the Lions Den. We're talking about No More Loaded Boy with LaToya. Hey, right. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Y'all hold on. Don't go nowhere.
Hello. My name is Minister Lloyd Bell Jr., CEO of We Aspire Network Radio.
God bless you. And I am Minister Annie Bell, the COO of We Inspire Network Radio. We had you, our listeners, in mind when we created We Inspire Network Radio, or as we like to call it, WIN Radio.
We incorporated your thoughts and opinions to ensure that our programming will embody true inspiration.
And we will continue to bring relevant and heartfelt shows that cater to the needs and wants of our growing listener base.
Please, subscribe to our network so that you can stay connected.
Join us here every week,
where together, through God, we win.
Ask that you give us the vision, the sight, and the speed and power to make it through this mission. All the airmen say, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Nothing's difficult.
Everything's a challenge.
Through adversity to the stars.
From the last plane, to the last bullet, to the last minute, to the last man, we fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We're going to keep on fighting. Listen, we're back. I'm Apostle John L. Solomon. You're tuned in the strength from the Lion's Den. And tonight we're talking about No More Loaded Bar. Have with me my big brother, Mr. CEO Philip Reed, and this incredible woman, Miss LaToya A. Wright. We're just so excited about you and all that you're doing. Hey, I want to give a shout out to the CEO, Lord Bell, BJ Bell, COO Annabelle. You're doing a great job. And my wife, Lisa Solomon, she was producing. We don't made her the producer. So, hey, and when anybody get a promotion in the organization, the host should get a promotion too. So, I need to get a raise, you know, putting that out there so that I can get my raise and I can come on up. But anyway, listen, woman God, we've talked about your book, you being the author, the minister author, but now we just, let's talk about you as a minister, just directly, minister of the gospel, evangelist, you're prophetic, even as that one brother, Samuel, was talking about how you prophesied over his life and it's all ready to come into pass. Incredible. Because, you know, my big brother is a prophet. Right. When prophets speak, things happen. And it's just times when I need to get, I have to ask myself, what are prophets at? You know, I'm not looking for a pay-to-play word, but it's like I got to get in the presence of those who hear from God. Because sometimes my transmission is not clear. So I got to get around some antennas. But I want to know, what do you want the masses to experience and receive when they have an audience with you in the presence of God?
The power of the Holy Ghost. I mean, that's just cut and dry. I want them to hear the sound of heaven. I want them to experience some things they never, ever thought imaginable, because I have crazy, stupid faith. And I just want people to experience those things that they just never, ever dreamed of happening. They've heard about it before, like people getting up out of wheelchairs, limbs growing back. I want to see those things. I want people to experience that. And when people are around me, I want them just to soak up with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. There are no limitations on your life. And when God has set a mandate on your life and who he set around you and for you and in your path, there you have no competition. So everything that God has spoken over your life, it shall come to pass. That's what I want them to get.
Yes, indeed. Wow. Ain't a blessing right there. Big brother, what about you, prophet?
Of course, the same. And even then, that the dreams that they had, that they thought they had, it was a God-given dream, and then they were told because they went to the wrong people and they killed that dream. to relive again, to dream again, to believe again. And that dream that you had when you were a child in your teens, in your early 20s, that is the same dream that was God, and he wanted to see it manifested through you, the gifts and talents that he gave each individual. Each individual that's listening today, God is giving you a dream and a vision that he wants to bring to pass through you. And a lot of times we say, we're waiting on God. No more will we say that, because God is waiting on you. Today is your day. Today is your time. You've been waiting. You've been praying. You've been crying. You've been believing. You've been snotting and saying, God, when. Today he has answered and said, now, if you would get up and go and get up out of Lodi Bar, it is waiting for you if you would just get up and go.
Wow. Yeah, but I hear y'all and my spirit is leaping, but I'm confused because I saw the prayer cloth for 1999. Y'all talking about love and power, and I saw the holy vial of water for $25.99, and I saw the Holy Spirit of leaf for $28.99. What about the money, and you know that? I mean, come on, where's the money ministry coming from? That's muddy in the waters.
You know what? We can't merchandise the Holy Ghost, and you know there's a God is getting ready to send judgment to the land for the people who tried to merchandise the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So I understand that, you know, when people try to put a dollar sign on every single thing. You know, it's different from sowing a seed. Now, I don't want to get confused that when you're sowing a seed into the ministry, because, you know, wherever you're being fed, people need to sow. I don't feel like you shouldn't go anywhere that you are being fed and you don't sow back into the words that was spoken out. But when people try to merchandise the Holy Ghost, there is going to be judgment that's going to come to the land. I feel bad sometimes because there are new Christians out there and they get so caught up in this object. And when I was preaching back March 10th, you know, I talked about the woman with the issue of blood and how, you know, Jesus let everybody in the crowd know that it was her faith that made her whole. So it's your faith. It's not in that bottle. It's not that water. It's not that holy oil. It's not that cloth that people are cutting off to just try to make it seem like it's the healer. You know, when Jesus turned around and said, your faith has made you whole, he did that for the crowd so people wouldn't be caught up in trying to tear his clothes and make an idol, a brazen God out of his clothes. You know, he let everybody know very publicly, it's your faith. And I don't want people to be led astray by thinking it's ever an object. It's the faith that you have in Christ Jesus that's going to bring you to the fullness.
That's good. Prophet, you want to speak on it?
Yeah. Amen. It's, you know, once again, for lack of knowledge. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. The work will need not be attained, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So you basically got to do your homework. This is your belief. This is your walk. It becomes personal, and you got to know what God is in and what he isn't in. And he will speak, and he'll confirm things by what? His word. But if you don't study and know his word, then that's how you can get them get your gotchas, because you'll believe that it's in a rock. In a stone and sand. Now, I would love to get some sand from the Holy Land, but I'm not going to worship it. You know, it's just an experience, and there's nothing wrong with experiences, but you got to know that God lives in you, and the power and the ability works through you to each and every believer.
I like those points y'all brought, and it's not to objectify the ministry or the ministerial relics or objects, but finances are important, but there is a balance because you know, my big brother told me, ain't no freebies. No freebies. We've been giving out freebies. We've been casting our pearls before swine. We've been jumping through hoops and doing things for people who are not making deposits. And we all know you can't – people making withdrawals out of our life who did not deposit. And we being all goody-two-shoes and kind-hearted, and we keep letting them make withdrawals from within our hearts, our ministries, that which we pouring out our oil, and they're making withdrawals and never deposit. So if you keep being withdrawn from and never being deposited into, you're going to be an empty vessel. And I'm not talking about empty for God to pour out. I'm talking about loaded bar, empty with nothing in you.
Come on.
But
come on.
I just thank y'all for that little sidebar that I needed. Let's talk business now. Let me bring forth the entrepreneurs out of you. I love y'all motivation, dreams, and goals, Ms. Wright. What do you tell people who have dreams but no drive? They got wings, but they can't fly. Oh, that was good. Bars. And they break away. They want to break away, but they continue day in and day out down that beaten path of dread and drudgery through the valley of the shadows of death and want to get out and have a way, but they're saying, I don't know.
Well, I believe that they have wings and they've just been in a cage and been told that they can't fly. They've been around the wrong environment. You know, just like that eagle that was stuck in a cage and for a long time, you know, that eagle was just there in that cage and just stuck and confined. And then they opened the cage one day, and the eagle just stood there because it's like, I've been in confinement so long. And so that eagle had no idea the ability that that eagle possessed. And so sometimes I just believe that people, they need to get the right people in their ears. They have to find that fountain. They've got to get to that right source. They've got to get to the right connections. I don't care if you got to drive there. You got to plug it into your ears. You got to get it into your spirit. You got to put it into, you got to put it deep down on the inside of you and make sure that it's embedded. Because when it comes down to entrepreneurship, oh my God, we don't go by somebody else's schedule. As an entrepreneur, that means I make my own schedule. That means that nobody is telling me at 8 o'clock I need to get up. By 9 o'clock I need to be doing this. You've got to have drive. You've got to be on a schedule. You've got to make sure that your family respects the fact that you are an entrepreneur and they treat this just like you are going in to clock into a job that's on the outside. And so with that being said, it's got to be the right balance. It's got to be the right support system. But you've got to also within yourself say that I got to do this. And you can't give yourself any other options out. You either do this or you go get a job. It's simple.
Burn the boats.
Because if you... You gotta get to the point you say, okay, well, if I'm gonna be an entrepreneur, you be an entrepreneur. If you're gonna work somebody's job, then work, you do your best on somebody else's job. But if you're gonna be an entrepreneur, that means that you don't have any other options. Your option is I gotta get up and make it happen. Period. And that's it.
That's the same. Gotta get up and make it happen.
Yeah, right there.
Go ahead, brother. You saying something?
Woo!
Woo!
Forgive me,
forgive me.
Forgive me.
Woo!
You can't now. Lazar, what is he doing? He's expressing himself. You know, I have my own moving company. I have several other businesses that I'm a part of. And my moving company, I say I quit every day, you know, but I keep going when I get that phone call, you know. But it's a beautiful thing, as she said, you get to set your own schedule. And then when you begin to respect it and understand it, I work, you know, I had that epiphany. It's funny she said, I had that epiphany. I'm driving my truck from a move job, and I said, wow, I'm self-employed. I'm out here in these streets. I'm doing this. And it's been about a year, you know, and I got a great support system. And but God has now allowed me to see that, the sky really is the limit. And I encourage each and every person, if you haven't been offered an opportunity and you haven't taken it yet and you're sitting at a job right now or you're coming from a job and you're tired, that's a Selah. And if you're really sick and tired of the job, I agree with you. I concur with you. But what you're going to do is the bottom line. There's a lot of opportunities out here. You know, you can sit from home and put envelopes and mail them out, you know, stamps. And there's so many things you can do on your own. eBay, Amazon, they're allowing you to take items and sell, offer up, let go. Another man's junk is definitely another man's treasure. And I'm excited about this point because I know people are listening and they want it. And I believe it with you. I'm in agreement with you. But guess what? If you ain't signed up with me and I offered you an opportunity, But anyway. They can do it. Anybody can do it. It is out there. God is no respect of person. If the world is doing it, guess what? We should be able to do it and then some. And I apologize for, you know.
Man, that's powerful. Man, that's why I love movers and shakers, people who are doing something, people who are making things happen, people who believe in God and they believe in themselves. Man, I'm telling you, this year I've met so many people who are going for their goals. They're going for their dreams. They're going to live that life that they want to live. Look at y'all, y'all just don't set off a cipher in here. My brother screaming and hollering and expressing got me excited. Y'all just doing it. Listen, we gotta go to a break. We're gonna come back in our final segment, and we're done. I appreciate y'all being here tonight. Straight from the Lion's Den with LaToya A. Wright, my big brother, Mr. CEO Philip Reed. We're talking about No More Loaded Bar. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. My name is Minister Annie Bell, and I am the host of iRain Blog Talk Radio Show, where we endeavor to bring talk therapy to survivors of child abuse, sex trafficking, and other traumas, as well as being the vehicle by which we use to bring awareness and resources to the community to aid in the prevention of these abuses. IRAIN, which is a declarative acronym for the individual survivor, that means I identify myself as a survivor, no longer a victim. R, reclaim my life. E, excel at living. G, grow in Christ. And N, nurture myself and others. This declarative acronym has developed into a victorious lifestyle brand that empowers and aids in the healing journey of survivors of abuse, sex trafficking, and other traumas. I have also written a book entitled, with the namesake, I Reign, A Survivor's Guide to Thrive, which is now available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Pick up your copy of my book today and join me every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. here on We Inspire Network Radio, where together, through God, we win. If we endure, we will reign with Christ.
A lion leads. It's about having the courage to stand and fight for your life. Having the strength to go bravely in your own direction, even if others walk away. You tread your own path. Only you know what's best for you. Only you know what path to take. Only you know your courage, your strength, your heart. Everyone has the heart of the lion inside of them. Let it out. Let it scream out of you. Like the lion, unleash the beast in you.
That's right, man. Listen, I'm Apostle John L. Solomon. You've been tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den. I'm so excited. You're the reason why we're here, and I'm glad to be able to bring you this program. Thank you for calling in or listening online. I appreciate you. I don't want to be famous. I want to be faithful, and I want you to learn and grow and tap into that resource, which is your gifts, your talent, but also the source of who God is in your life. Tonight, we've been talking to this amazing woman of God, Ms. LaToya A. Wright, and you brought some amazing points. My big brother, Mr. CEO, winging it with me. I just appreciate you so much. Listen, you know, I always try to make sure I bring truth to the show, and I want people to ask the questions that deal with truthfulness, but sometimes people don't want to answer.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, but you got to be able to handle the truth. Listen, as we conclude, I'm going to ask this last question before we take it. LaToya, how do you engender your motivation when you feel the metabolism of your engine is slowing down? You know, you're facing challenges that seem insurmountable. What do you do?
I'm very difficult on myself. So how do I keep myself going when things are, like, pouring down on me? I just feel like the world is on my shoulders. Because you can't be fake about it. You're going to have some days where you just feel like everything is going wrong, and God, where are you? And so what I do, I try to just pull away. My best thing is I like to travel. So I will sneak out of town, out of state in a minute, and I'll take my kids. We'll pack up and go because I realize that getting yourself out, if you're a creator, you've got to get yourself into different a different setting sometimes just to see some different sights to gain some more motivation. Sometimes I'll take a journey down and looking at old pictures and seeing how far God has brought me and my family and seeing where we came from. So you need to have a rear view mirror experience with yourself and think about it. And you need to get quiet time with God. And so that's what I do sometimes when I'm just extremely frustrated with life. I mean, Jesus and I, we have a powwow. And then he whoops up on my behind and shows me that it's time to rock and roll. There are some things that he still has need of me, and I need to get myself together, go ahead and pull myself back up by my bootstraps and get it popping. Let's go.
That's it. Time to rock and roll, hip and hop, bluegrass, whatever it takes. Big Brother, what about you?
Yes.
How do you pump that prime?
I watch a movie. No. I'm sorry.
Well, that was deep, deep and spiritual, brother. You went down. That was
yeah,
deep and spiritual.
I'll be honest, I do gather inspiration from certain movies that I made, you know, just clips. Like one of my movies is 300. When he has the saying, the odds are against them, the numbers are against them, and they're pressing upon them. And he said to his own men, they're outnumbered, here it is. And he's telling them, give them nothing, but take from them everything. So I'm like, woo! You know, yeah. So now to add that up, when David was in Ziglag, you know, I can bring it back. And his stuff was taken, and he asked God, shall I go? And God said, surely. And not only will you go obtain, you're going to pursue, overtake, and then some. And that's the kind of God we serve. So he'll bring you up out of Lodibar and put you in the abundance. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life, and that much more abundantly. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So we are overqualified to have success. It's just now getting off your rusty dusty has been stated and get it going because it's yours for the taking.
That's it. You're going to make me go watch that movie. Hey, Life Size Mommy CEO, we've talked about the author, the minister, the businesswoman. Now I just want to get for a minute, you know, briefly, I want to talk about the person. Y'all ever had any embarrassing moments? Just briefly, I'm going to put myself out there. Just recently, I got into trading currency, and my mentor told me to study. And I was like, man, I don't need to study. I know money. I know how to deal with money and finances. And so they gave me a demo account, and they put $50K in my demo account. I didn't study, mind you. I just thought I knew. And I was looking to make, you know, to double that. Well, I lost that $50K in about 10 minutes. The Bible says, I was so embarrassed, but hey, I said, hey, I charged it to the game. I just got to study up. Thank God it wasn't no real money, so you know that was kind of embarrassing. But I recovered. Okay, go ahead, Mr. CEO. I'm gonna let you get yours, and then Matoya, you bring yours.
So many to choose from. Thank you. But it was my first job, to be honest, and I was my first moving job, first day. I got off work, and I just took the person to say word that they were ready. So I get there, and after that move, I had to drive to Philadelphia, and it just didn't happen. So it was embarrassing because I underquoted myself, you know, because I thought I knew, and I took them at their word. That ended up having to call in somebody, and it took half my profit. But I was determined to get the job done, so study up, get the information, as you said.
Right.
Go out there and see it before you see it, before you quote it. Makes a difference.
Ms. Wright?
I mean, so since we're talking about the person, okay, yeah, there's all these different attributes to me, and you talk about how great woman of God I am, but just bottom line, I can be very clumsy. So that's not something a lot of people know. Cause I hide it pretty well, but so I could be in multiple situations where I'm just clumsy. I mean, just I don't know what better way to put it. I'm just clumsy. I don't know if there's any other thing that I could say. Every day is
no,
an adventure.
That's right. No, that was good. I appreciate y'all for being candid for a minute. You know, I love the show. I love talking to my guests. Y'all, some, like you said, we don't like fake people. We like real people, and we do it real every day. Listen, we got about a few minutes left. There's somebody out there who they're in Loaded Bar after listening to the show. They say, yeah, that's me. They got their hand up. I see those hands. They're saying, I'm in Loaded Bar. There's some people who are listening. They're saying, you know what, I might be in Loaded Bar. And if you can just minister to them for a few minutes to let them know that there's a beacon, there's a pathway, there's a rescue for them. If you could just minister to them for a moment. Prophet, if you can speak, and then Ms. Wright, we'll let you have the final message.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Thank you. Hey, it's okay. You know, we acknowledge where we are. That's the first beginning of any kind of healing or restoration. And you look around and say, hey, okay, it's official. I am here. I am in Lodi Bar. It's been identified. I didn't have an official name for it, but now we got a name for it, and it's called Lodi Bar. But guess what? They also share that there's steps that I can take to get up out the situation. So just know you're not stuck. You're not a tree. You're not planted. You can get up and go and move as you choose. You see the other side. You see the water is there. Walk towards it. Not necessarily the light. Walk toward the water. Walk to where there's refreshment. Get out the same place. If it's an environment that's always negative, then get up out that environment and maybe go to the library. There's a lot of great books, a lot of great information there that's free that you can go and gather and begin the process of healing and restoring yourself and coming up and out of Lodi Bar, because we believe in that. We know anything else, for lack of knowledge, people perish.
Amen. Ms. Wright?
Mine is very simple. Free fall into the arms of your Savior. Learn that He's the one that He's the author and the finisher of your life. And once you totally submit to Him, and as you walk, even if you're in places where you don't know, you don't quite know if that's right, He'll redirect your steps and start building that bridge as you walk. So just free fall. He has you. He'll catch you.
My friend, we just thank God for you tonight. Thank you for being here with me. To all of our wonderful guests, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor having you here tonight. Let me hear it. Let me hear it for them. Come on, give it to them. Thank you so much. Not it. Come on, do it better. Do it bigger. A little bigger. Latoya, we just wish you success on your book. We're looking forward to this outstanding bestseller,
yes.
this work that God has given you to just bring people
Thank
out.
You.
And I think it's purposeful and at the right time. And it's going to be a blessing to so many. We're looking forward to the book launching party. So, big brother,
yeah.
as Thank
always,
you so much.
Appreciate you. Amen. Hey, so listen, yeah. audience, you've been with me, Strength from the Lion's Den, those that have been with me from the beginning. We did 50 shows last year. We ain't working that hard this year. We're doing a little less, but nevertheless, continue to call in. Continue to keep sending me them ideas for shows, because we want to, and keep sending me those ideas for people, because we want to bring people on. We want to bless the nation. You hear me? We're international. We want to bless the nation, not just your hood, not just your city, state, but we're national and international. We want to bless people. We want to reach out. We want to hear from you. And we believe that God can touch your life. That's why we're here, so that you can receive strength. So, my friend, in the meantime, in the between time, you keep on moving forward, keep praying, and you just believe that God is for you and He's not against you. Keep your head up. I love you. See you next week. We're going to be talking about, I think it's Women Talk, producer. I think it's Women Talk, what women want in 2018. Y'all stay with me. I believe in you. I love you. See you next week.
We got a rock concert. Just turn it up. There we go. Come on. For grace. Everybody got to declare it. Everybody get on your feet. Say, this is my season. Yes. To reap what I have sown. Let me testify just a minute. See, I haven't been perfect. No. But I sure been faithful. God's got a purpose, hey, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. heaven that sits on high sea. Come on, church, for grace, for favor. Yes, it is. This is my season. Give me some of this mic right here. Come on, sing it again, church. Say, this is my season for grace, for favor.